Good morning. This is WGUL, beginning another broadcast day, and we invite you to stay tuned for the very best in entertainment from the Golden Gull, WGUL Newport Richey.
Good morning. At 7 o'clock, I'm Matthew Johns for WGUL News. Happy Thanksgiving. Authorities say they have no leads in a bomb incident that forced more than 100 Thanksgiving shoppers from a Jacksonville grocery store. Police say a plastic explosive found in the store late yesterday was safely detonated. The incident began when a cashier received a phone call from a man threatening to blow up the store if he was not given money. The FBI says the anonymous caller didn't show up at a phony drop site for the money. 11th graders will face a tougher literacy test 2 years from now than they did this fall. That's the word from State Education Commissioner Ralph Turlington. Turlington says sample scores from this year's tests showed a marked improvement. That was especially true in the communications section of the exam. The state is appealing a federal court order that prohibits the tests from being used as a condition for receiving a diploma. The testing program began in 1977. Three Floridians are celebrating Thanksgiving in Cuba. A week ago, their leaking sloop was towed to safety by a Cuban coastal patrol. The stranded sailors have been identified as Roberta Snyder of Cape Canaveral and Dorothy and Howard Hardenstein of Cocoa Beach. Friends haven't heard directly from them since their 30-foot rising star was rescued last week. State Department officials say they're fine and will be allowed to leave when their boat is fixed. Well, this Thanksgiving is not so happy for the wife of an American hostage being held in Iran, Patty Berman reports.
This Thanksgiving, there's nothing unlucky about the number 13. For 13 Americans freed earlier this week from their ordeal inside the U.S. Embassy in Tehran are celebrating this holiday with their families here in the United States. But 49 Americans remain in Tehran. Michael Mueller was one of those hostages, a non-commissioned officer in charge of Marine security at the embassy. His wife, Alyssa, misses him this Thanksgiving. But she's also happy for the 13 who can be with their families.
It would be very nice if my husband was one of them, but he isn't yet. And at this point, I'm just very pleased with the people that we have gotten out. I think that's wonderful.
Yes, be firm with the Iranians, says Mueller, for returning the Shah will only provoke more harrowing incidents like this one. Then Mueller sighs and adds, and I don't want this to happen to anyone else. I'm Patty Berman.
A consumer jury is going to have a lot to say about a Ford Motor recall, Tom Martin reports.
This is the week that is as regards to major bowl bids around the nation. And this is the week that is for us Crystal Bowl gazers, hoping to finish off the schneid. Here goes. Nebraska, Oklahoma. Oklahoma, okay. South Carolina's a shade better than Clemson because of its independent schedule. Mississippi State should be able to beat Mississippi, but that doesn't mean it will. I'll stay with State. Oklahoma State should have its hands full of Iowa State Cyclones, but the Cowboys should prevail. I like LSU over Tulane, but this is another traditional battle and anything can happen. Texas over Baylor, Georgia over Georgia Tech. They seem like the choices to take. Tennessee should take Kentucky, and Arizona State seems to be too strong for Arizona. Maryland is at home against Virginia. That should be enough for the Terrapins. Brigham Young plays tough San Diego State, but should have enough to finish the season undefeated. Missouri, with or without Cantrell's Raiders or Jesse James, ought to beat Kansas. USC can taste the roses and the blue of UCLA. The Golden Dawn becomes the vari-colored pagoda this weekend as Notre Dame plays Miami of Florida in Tokyo. I like Notre Dame. This is Jack Doniger.
And obviously not the story we had intended to bring you regarding the consumer verdict against Ford Motor Company. We'll have that for you at 8 o'clock. The WGUL forecast, mostly fair through Friday, a high today in the low 80s, the low tonight in the low 60s. Winds will be southeast at 15 miles per hour today, decreasing tonight. The marine winds will be southeasterly at 15 knots, increasing to 15 to 20 knots tonight. Southerly winds around 20 knots on Friday, seas 3 to 5 feet today and 4 to 6 feet tonight. Tides in the Cody River, low tide at 8:43, high tide at 3:26. The tide again will be low at 8:32. Under fair skies at 5 minutes after 7 o'clock, it's 63 degrees. I'm Matthew Johns for WGUL News.
And on a star. Bing Crosby and Glenn Miller with the music of your life on unforgettable WGUL 1500. Good morning to you. Happy Thanksgiving, 11 minutes past 7 o'clock. Temperature now 63 degrees. It's going to be a beautiful day. Fair skies through tomorrow.
It's the grand opening of the Suncoast's newest fine men's store, Roy Morgan's Store for Men. Roy Morgan features a complete line of major manufacturers' men's fashions. Right now, Roy Morgan's Store for Men has men's suits, vested, trios, and quads regularly priced up to $150, now just $69 to $89. Stop by Roy Morgan's Store for Men, your headquarters for big sizes and portlies, located in Embassy Plaza, Fort Ritchie, across from the new mall. Stop by soon.
See a bug? Call ARAB. Boy, do I hate termites. And we've got so many different kinds of termites around here to deal with. We really do need the ARAB man. He's got to take care of dry wood termites or subterranean termites, the kind that sneak in under the ground. You can't even tell if they're at work. They may be working on your house right now. Call that ARAB man. Find out. But the worst kind of termites are the toothless termites. Yeah, they don't have any teeth, so they have to gum their food. They don't eat your house. They just make it very soggy. See a bug? Call ARAB.
Your favorite music, the songs you really want to hear, are on your favorite station, WGUL, for the music of your life. Elvis Presley, Patti Page, more of the music you want to hear on the music of your life. Unforgettable 1500 WGUL. Good morning, 20 minutes past 7 o'clock, 63 degrees, and we've got good sounds for your Thanksgiving. We're here to help make your Thanksgiving a little more pleasant, we hope, with unforgettable sounds on the music of your life. The all-new WGUL wants to be your radio station. That's why we're playing the music of your life every day. Glenn Miller, Andrew Sisters, Dooley Wilson, if you like what you're hearing, there's more to come. Nat King Cole standing by to entertain, Martha Tilton, Frank Sinatra, and Mills Brothers, all here on Unforgettable 1500, WGUL, the music of your life.
The WGUL News Update at 7:30. Good morning, I'm Matthew Johns. Authorities say they have no leads in a bomb incident that forced more than 100 Thanksgiving shoppers from a Jacksonville grocery store. 11th graders will face a tougher literacy test 2 years from now than they did this fall, and three Floridians are celebrating Thanksgiving in Cuba. A State Department spokesman says a burned body believed to be that of a missing American has been found in the U.S. Embassy compound. A Palestinian spokesman says the PLO has been told 49 American hostages at the U.S. Embassy in Tehran would be released if the deposed Shah of Iran leaves the United States. And Congressman George Hansen, on a private mission to Tehran to negotiate freedom for the hostages, got no farther than the embassy gate today. Meanwhile, 13 former hostages are on their way to Washington for a Thanksgiving reunion with their families. WGUL weather next.
At First Federal of Tarpon Springs, direct deposit doesn't mean you become just another number. That's right. At First Federal of Tarpon Springs, you're still you as far as we're concerned. And direct deposit is safe and direct deposit is convenient. A few minutes of your time with one of our savings counselors is all it takes. They can explain the direct deposit program and how it affects you. Stop in today and sign up for direct deposit. First Federal of Tarpon Springs, along the Sun Coast, from Crystal River to Clearwater.
Mostly fair through Friday, a high in the low 80s, the low in the low 60s. Winds will be southeasterly at 15 miles an hour today, decreasing tonight. Currently, it's fair and 63 degrees. I'm Matthew Johns for WGUL News.
7:32, time now for the Weather Watch. Snow is in store for much of the upper Midwest, rain in many other areas of the country. Here's a complete look at the national weather forecast. Snow will reach from eastern Nebraska across southern Minnesota, northern Wisconsin, and upper Michigan. Showers and thundershowers extending over the central Gulf states and Tennessee Valley, with rain from northern New England and the lower Great Lakes through the Ohio Valley. During the past couple of hours, blizzard warnings continue over east central and northeastern Colorado, north central through northeastern Nebraska, and southwestern Minnesota. Blowing and drifting snow have created problems, with travelers' advisories extended over southeastern Wyoming through much of Nebraska and northwestern Kansas. A winter storm watch for snow and cold temperatures is up from northwestern Wisconsin through western upper Michigan, and temperatures around the nation ranged from 4 above zero in Laramie, Wyoming, to a nice 75 degrees in Fort Lauderdale and Melbourne here in the state of Florida. Speaking of Florida, mostly sunny skies and mild temperatures prevailed throughout Florida on Wednesday. Afternoon temperatures rose into the 70s in the extreme north and low 80s elsewhere. Fort Myers had the highest, 84 degrees. Rather brisk easterly winds continued along the southeast coast and in the Keys. Early this morning, a few light showers passed over the east coast sections, and some locally dense fog again formed in the extreme north. The rest of the state was clear to partly cloudy. Temperatures at 3 a.m. in the middle 50s to low 60s in the north, and 60s and 70s in the south. Scattered showers will probably move into the western panhandle today, and a few showers may continue along the east coast. It's also going to continue to be breezy along the east coast. Skies will be partly cloudy. Afternoon temperatures will range from the mid and upper 70s in the extreme north to lower 80s in the south. The Weather Watch brought to you on Saturday by Ed Moore's Hobby Center, State Road 54, a quarter mile east of U.S. 19. On Monday by Stanley Steamer Carpet Cleaner, your licensed 3M Scotch Guard applicator. Tuesday's Quality Electric, your Genie dealer in Newport Richey. And on Wednesday, Tony's Florist, 420 West Main Street in Newport Richey. The WGUL forecast fair through Friday, a high in the low 80s, a low in the low 60s. Winds will be southeast at 15 miles an hour today, decreasing tonight. Marine winds southeasterly at 15 knots today, increasing to 15 to 20 knots tonight. Southerly winds around at 20 knots on Friday. Seas 3 to 5 feet today, up to 4 to 6 feet tonight. The next tide in the Cody River about an hour away, and that will be a low tide at 8:43. Under fair skies, it's 63 degrees. I'm Matthew Johns.
From Dorsey to Streisand, at unforgettable 1500, we're playing the music of your life. Earl Grant, and who can forget Eartha Kitt? Music and memories. The music of your life here on WGUL. Unforgettable 1500. 20 minutes before 8 o'clock. Temperature 64 degrees. Good morning. Hope you're having a pleasant Thanksgiving. We're doing our best to help you do just that.
Regardless of where you live, Sun Toyota Newport Richey is not that far away, and it's a trip that'll save you boku money. Sun Toyota's closed today, but tomorrow at 8 o'clock, the sale starts and goes through Sunday at 5. Clip the coupons from the morning paper and then make that trip to Sun Toyota. $1,117 cash discount on new 79s, $500 off on 80s, excluding Tercel, $500 off on specially marked Sun Toyota used cars, $2,000 in gift certificates with every car purchase. Sun Toyota, 19 South and State Road 54, Newport Richey.
You ask for it, you got a Toyota.
This weekend, come to McDonald's.
Good morning.
My daughter has tap dancing lessons at 10:30.
Aww.
What would you like, Felicia, dear?
I'm not teasing. I'm not bluffing. Oh. I would like an egg McMuffin.
Felicia? Felicia? Put it on hold, Felicia.
We serve you breakfast fast, so you have plenty of time to make the most of your morning.
We want something quick
and fast and
good. Today we're going
fishing.
Bowling.
Huh?
Bowling.
Fishing.
Bowling.
Fishing.
Lane.
Creek.
Breakfast.
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 Ready?
Yeah. Make the most of your morning and still have time for a delicious hot breakfast.
I'm going to make the most of my morning.
Could you step up closer to the counter?
Not with my skis on, no.
Enjoy fresh grade A scrambled eggs with hash browns and sausage, hot cakes and sausage, or our own egg McMuffin.
What would you like, sir?
He's meditating.
Oh, huh?
He can't decide between hot cakes and scrambled eggs.
Oh, they're both delicious.
I'll have the scrambled eggs. No, I'll have
darling.
Hot cakes. Hot cakes? No,
I know. Darling. Darling. My cash register's vibrating.
Nobody can do it like McDonald's can.
Thank you, everybody.
Make the most of your morning.
A WGUL, Woody Herman and Patty Page are back. It's the new sound, carefully tailored just for you. You're listening to the music of your life.